why don't we just start with the most basic, but the thing that we forget about that is so radical, and that is this evolutionary view that when we come into it, once you see the world from those eyes, you can't go back.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the main marker of integral consciousness, is that evolution becomes conscious of itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really something. I mean, what kicks off the first tier is that life becomes conscious of itself. Mm-hmm. That is, the caveman looks in the still pool and sees his reflection, her reflection, and says, I am. And that kicks off beige or ultraviolet in the Ken's altitudes. And that kicks off this whole probably 100,000 years of human self-consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what kicks off the second tier is that we begin to see that. We begin to see that evolution is indeed the nature of the cosmos, and therefore it is the nature of me. You know, one of the great contributions that Ken Wilber makes to the whole evolutionary discussion is this idea that evolution is happening in four quadrants of reality. Mm-hmm. And in the right-hand quadrants, that's our bodies, in the upper right, our physical bodies evolved from single cells, actually from stardust, but single cells up to what we are now, and that the human brain is the most complicated thing that we know in the whole universe, and it's just a marvel, a miracle of evolution. And everything is a miracle of evolution if you consider that the Big Bang started the whole thing off, and we actually know that there was a beginning to it. I mean, it's really something. So that's Darwin, and you know, anybody that has reached the scientific or the modern orange level of development, this is just settled law. Now, if you're pre-scientific or pre-rational, and many people are, in terms of, for those people, myth trumps facts, that this is not settled law. For them, the myth is still the myth of the Bible, or the myth of these great mythic religions still trumps science. And that's fair enough. As evolutionaries, we see that, and we see that that's okay, and that actually everybody's on their journey, and we're all at different places on the map, so to speak. But what's remarkable and unique among integralists and the evolutionaries that we're talking to in this crowd is that we see that evolution is also happening on the interiors. Mm-hmm. And that it's happening in the upper left quadrant, to use Ken's model, in terms of our own individual consciousness. And it's happening in the lower left, which is to say that it's happening amongst us, or even in our relationships. We relate to each other differently than we ever have in history. Mm-hmm.